7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden at my back. How can I do any better? I'm Doug Steffen. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, wants to loosen indecency rules that apply to television programs on broadcast, not cable, but television. It's about time, even though...
I've been wanting to see more naked fat people on TV for I can't imagine how long.
More naked fat people. It isn't naked fat people. I mean, I guess if they were naked, there'd be a problem, but it's often what they are saying that gets the people vexed. The president of the Parents Television Council says that the announcement is unacceptable. And this is a group, like many of the other 501c3s that find themselves in Washington, that just looks for a base, looks for an issue, scares people, makes a lot of noise so they can get more contributions so these people can keep their job. That's the only reason the Parents Television Council exists. They have no value. They don't really do anything. I love the way they're referred to as media watchdogs. What are you talking about? And Media Matters is another one of these phony groups that has a political agenda, and they raise their money from the faithful so that the people who are running it, who are normally either ex-staffers or they're ex-congressmen or the people who have had jobs in Washington that have been on the public dole, and they create these ideas, they come up with these foolish groups, and they find a they get people to give hundreds of thousands, sometimes millions of dollars. We've got to protect the children.
But
we've
do you like them, Doug? Them.
Do I want to what?
But do you like them?
No, I think they're foolish.
I know. It's a joke.
No value whatsoever. But
go ahead.
Is the question whether or not we really do need to have some decency, or what are the standards of decency? It's, you know, this is the thing, the age-old discussion.
Why do you say that we need to have some decency?
I didn't say that. Just a minute, please. What I'm saying is we don't have a standard. There's not an objective standard of decency, or what's in what's another word that's the same as decency. What's another word that we can use that is sort of the same thing? You don't. There are no community standards for what is
agreed upon. You mean
discussion? No, I'm thinking of another word for decency, but that's not the word that I'm thinking of. There's another word that's in my mind that I can't knock out of my head at the moment. But the community standards. I guess indecency, maybe as much as anything else. What's decent? And there are no community standards for that. Because what you think is decent, and I think is decent, maybe not what the next person says, or things like Roberta and Jennifer. Do you think they'd agree on what was decent and indecent?
No.
Maybe
not
in some
close.
Circumstances.
Yes, actually, I think we would.
Yeah,
I think
we would.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
I do, actually.
No, you wouldn't.
Really?
No, you wouldn't.
Maybe in the area of violence, because Roberta likes a little more violent shows than I do, but otherwise I think we'd be pretty on...
That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about violence, although we ought to be talking about
violence.
Well,
when we talk about decency, I mean, I think you talk about everything.
You talk about sex, language, violence.
Right.
Yeah.
I like zombies.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, look at the difference, although you look at Revolution, and that's a show that's actually a fairly popular show and has a pretty good story to it.
It's
They've got swords
violent,
and chopping people up all the time.
No, yeah, that's not. Is, Revolution's chopping up people with swords?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hacking them up pretty good.
Yeah. And so then you go over to the show that Kevin Bacon is in on
The Following,
Fox.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
and
that is violent.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you look
violent.
At Revolution, it's the same kind of thing.
That's more violent.
Well, it may be more gruesome.
The Following is gory. The Revolution is more like action type stuff.
Right.
The Following is gory.
You don't see somebody sticking a sword in him and then they pull it out into his guts or bleeding all over. You don't see that.
That's enough for breakfast time. Thank you.
Well, but that's what
but yeah, saying. Hey,
in
listen,
essence.
I don't need the Parents Television Council to tell me what my kids should watch.
Thank you.
I am the Parents Television Council.
They want.
And I will tell you the God's honest truth here. I have an easier time managing what my kids watch on television than I do managing what my kids see on the internet. YouTube is my biggest struggle when it comes to what my kids see that's inappropriate. Because
right, they can run into things willingly.
They start out on a dog slipping off of a table video that's funny, and he falls on the kitten, to all of a sudden, where in the world did you find this at? And it's just, if you follow the trail on YouTube, you will end up at something that the kids shouldn't be watching. And that's my biggest struggle with kids.
Wow. It's a waste of time. The broadcasters and all the time they spend on all of this stuff, it is absolutely foolish. With that in mind, in a moment, we're going to meet a lady who has a very successful motion picture career. I think she's had some television things under her belt. She's written a new book. So we're going to talk to Nia Vardalos in just a moment here on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number. It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
The Doug Show at 14 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Nia Vardalos, who is the writer and star of that very successful motion picture, which many... Is there anybody who has not seen My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
No.
I don't think there's... Nia, your movie has been seen by 180 billion people all around the galaxy. Did you know that?
That's a heady experience. Wow.
And my wife keeps a case of Windex in the garage just because of your movie.
I could use it because I woke up with a zit this morning.
Yep. Let me hook you up.
Really?
I can take care of it. A couple of sprays.
That's,
boom.
Is that too much information? You don't care what people know about your baby. You have a zit. That's big news, isn't it?
Yeah.
Variety.
I've gotten used to people knowing and, just having no private life. But this is the first time in this book that I am so, I call myself a fearless idiot to actually go so public in this book, but I just felt like, isn't it time to just blow the lid off the shame that we all feel about, the silent shame we feel about infertility, and, you don't know how to talk to your friend about it. If you yourself are going through it, you don't really know how to navigate this situation, and I'm meeting so many men and women who are telling me too, this happened to me. So I feel that it's cathartic for me finally to just leave it all behind and admit that during the making of My Big Fat Greek Wedding, I was in the pursuit of becoming a mom. And now 10 years later, I'm here to tell you that via American foster care, my husband and I were matched with a little girl when she was 3 years old, and we had 14 hours notice. And we became her parents, so hence the title, Instant Mom.
I've been there and done that. And isn't that fun when you get that call and they say, we found your child, you have to be here in no time whatsoever?
Yes, and I don't want to belittle my experiences in film because I'm so grateful for them. I've had dinner with the Queen of England. I've gotten to make out with so many guys way out of my league. What a life. But that call, those words, you've been matched?
Yeah.
I tear up just thinking of the electric shock that went through my body. I yearned for those words for so long, and that was it.
So you talk about how the paparazzi used to follow you around and, any baby news yet or something like that,
yes.
And then how you finally decided that you were going to adopt. How did that happen, and what made you decide to adopt?
Well, I'm quite candid in the book about wanting to be a mother biologically, thinking that it's every person's God-given right to procreate, and why wasn't it happening for me? At the same time, I was trying to make sense of why did My Big Fat Greek Wedding happen to me? And then it was a very slow dawning light bulb click once I became a parent and became so happy with our daughter 5 years ago. Now, 5 years later, adding up to the full 10 years of since My Big Fat Greek Wedding came out, I realized I'm supposed supposed to be talking about adoption. Why we chose this route is because we had tried everything. We're still on the waiting lists for China and for Greece, and we wonder if this is another way that we will be matched. The way that did work for us the first time we became parents, the time I'm talking about now, is we met with these, who I call the super pretty angels, foster care workers, social workers all over this country and around the world that do good. It's called a foster family agency, and it's a free service. Free in every state. You internet search those words, foster family agency, and agencies will pop up in your state, a network of social workers that will guide you through the home study, fingerprints, background check, sit down with you, talk about what you're open to and what you're not open to, and then help match you with that child that's living in American foster care. There are 129,000 kids that are legally freed. I didn't know that, and now I'm just blabbing about it.
So in the book, the reality of what you went through and how much time it took you to get there, is there any idea how many people around the country at any one moment in time are doing what you and Richie, it sounds to me like you were sort of not as well. Richie planned his thing through the adoption agency in Colombia. It sounds to me like yours was much more helter-skelter, at least the way you describe it.
I couldn't find the information. What would happen to me, Richie, as I would have a friend who adopted via an agency, would be matched with a child from the Soviet Union, from Russia, and then I would try the same route, and I wouldn't get matched.
Really?
Then I would try through another agency, and I wouldn't get matched. And I realized, I don't know if it's the ultimate test, but when you ultimately meet your child, all of it makes sense.
Yeah.
I am supposed to be my daughter's mother.
Yeah, absolutely.
So now I get it. So why I describe every route that works is not to discourage people. I'm sorry, every route that didn't work for me is not to discourage people. I'm quite candid in the book on the ways that worked for my friends. It's that you don't know what you're waiting for until you see her. And that's what happened to me.
There's that business, there's a spiritual thing, there's the old business of what happens, the right thing happens for the right reason, at the right time, all of those things that you can maybe bring into it.
And just in a sense. One last thing to mention, the money that you spend on this, you get to write a large, large amount of it off on your taxes, and people don't realize that. So if you're worried about the money, the expense of adoption, a lot of that comes back to you. So go forward. Don't worry about the money.
Don't worry about the money. The 25 pages in the back of the book, How to Adopt Appendix, describes the cost associated with each method of adoption, the benefits of that you could write off, as you describe, and also adopting from American foster care is free, so any expenses that you incur,
the difference between being a foster, getting a child from a foster home, and through a regular adoption agency is quite different, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's quite different. If you are looking, this is a couple I met. The man had retired from the Army. The woman was a homemaker. Their kids had gone to college, and one had gone into the Navy, and they were looking to build their home again. They fostered a three sibling set. Two boys and a girl were in their home. How fun is that?
Wow.
Until they were reunited with their parents. The kids stay in contact with them. That's one way of doing it. There are 350,000 kids in foster care looking for a loving home. It's temporary. There are also 129,000 kids who are already legally emancipated. Those are the children available for adoption. You sit down, foster family agency, you tell them what you're looking for.
Yeah, and it's all in America.
Very cool.
Nia Vardalos, who became famous for her role in My Big Fat Greek Wedding with the book Instant Mom here on Good Day. Nice to meet you, and good luck with this child and in the experience. Thanks.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Song for this week in 1987 belongs to the group Starship. They were first known as Jefferson Airplane, and then it was Jefferson Starship,
and then it became this wimpy pop band of the 1980s and changed it to Starship.
Yeah, I like their pop stuff.
You do?
It's Nothing Gonna Stop Us Now, which was probably their sixth or seventh number one song.
Wasn't this in a movie like Mannequin or something?
Wow.
I loved that movie.
Wow, the fact that you pulled that is Mannequin.
It's just hitting me. No, oh.
Wow.
Am I wrong?
Can't believe you just pulled that reference.
Right there. No. I loved it. Kim Cattrall, Andrew McCarthy, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Why? What's wrong with these references in that movie?
This is what I love about it, because it's a totally random movie out of the 80s, which
I used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, no, I remember the movie, but just the fact that she referenced it out of the blue because of a song that was being played that just happened to be in that movie. You're a beautiful person, Jennifer.
Thank you.
She is a beautiful
so
person.
So was it a mannequin or what?
You could be right.
Reference to music and emotions and neat things that go on with you and with all of us. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Angelina Jolie and Lady Gaga are the latest big names to become hacking victims. This is everywhere in every facet of life. Banking, your credit cards, what you're buying online. Scarlett Johansson, Robert De Niro, Anderson Cooper, Kim Kardashian, Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, Beyonce, the list goes on and on and on.
And it's the same group of people, they think, the same hackers that are doing this.
Yeah. And why can't they be stopped? Nobody can get into the system deeply enough to get back. Where's Chloe when we need her? Somebody call her.
Aww, 24.
Yes, exactly.
You know, between the Chinese and the Middle Eastern activists who are trying to hack all of the, this is going to be a problem over the next decade. And I believe they'll get a handle on it, but it's an issue.
Yep, it sure is. Kate Hudson, Jennifer tells Elle that her relationship with Matthew Bellamy from the band Muse She's been. Does she date anybody that's not a musician?
No,
she's
only
into the rock stars.
Only geeky white guy, skinny musicians. Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so now is she pregnant with this guy?
She was, but no, she's not right now. They already had their baby.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. The baby's a couple years old already.
Is she not married to this guy?
No, she's not. They're engaged. She said that their marriage started off very old-fashioned and proper. They went on dates, but then 2 months later, she was pregnant. She was shocked. She said, it's going to be interesting. Yeah, you think?
How do you get shocked when you're having sex with somebody?
Well, I would imagine, yeah. I mean, you probably don't expect it 2 months in, but...
So, is this an example of, here we are, the Television Parents Workshop or whatever that group is we were talking about a few minutes ago, that is all bent out of shape because some word shows up on broadcast television. Why don't they get themselves all wrinkled up about things like this? What kind of an example, if we believe that there's an example to be set by somebody like Kate Hudson, what is that all about?
Well,
why
don't
they go after the lives?
What's important is that there's a certain survey that came out a couple weeks ago about, I think, 48% of first-time moms are single.
Yeah.
Isn't that? Wow. I mean, that's a huge number, and that changes our family structure incredibly.
Yeah, it shows that the
family structure is.
Television, whatever, parents, television, gossip is irrelevant. And those of you who give money to groups like that...
You still go to South America, you still go to, I don't know about Europe, but the Middle East, the family structure is still pretty much the same. But in this country, the family structure has totally changed.
Yeah. So what is that? Is that the decay of our society? We're going down like Rome?
We shall see.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to see it. You can maybe see it. I'm not going to see it. I'm not even going to look for it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's brown bag lunches every day.
It's picking up extra shifts.
And it's catching the bus to work.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Oh, what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company Affiliates.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get everything you needed for your small business for free? Like a building for free, a company car for free, your business website built for free? The cost to have your website professionally built can be thousands of dollars. But for a limited time, the experts at Web.com will build your website on one of the domains that define the Internet, .com and .net, powered by VeriSign, absolutely free. And that's not all. Web.com will promote your new website in all the major search engines, like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call now to get your new site up and running in as little as 7 days, free. Call 1-800-801-4733. That's 1-800-801-4733. 1-800-801-4733. Or go to web.com/radio.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BLOCKITPOCKET.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. In a few moments, Dr. Jay Kumar is going to join us. So get your brain in gear. Get yourself adjusted, if you will. In the meantime, there's a story today that we have at DougSteffen.com that bears some maybe focus, repetition. We all know Chris Christie, the governor of New Jersey. He has signed a bill banning children under the age of 17 from using commercial tanning beds. This came from, you may remember, the case of a New Jersey woman who took her 5-year-old daughter to the tanning booth and all kinds of horrible things happened to her. So the governor said that while he doesn't favor government regulation of small business, this law is important. Wouldn't you think parents would have enough? Why in the world? Imagine, Roberta, put yourself in the position of this mother. Or maybe, you know, you think about when your daughter was 5 or 6 years old. Would you bring her to a tanning salon and put her there?
I would slather her in suntan lotion if she went out to play in March.
Mm-hmm. One wonders, the woman is either an alcoholic. I mean, you look at her and you can tell there's something really kind of wrong here. She would bring her child into the suntanning studio, take all of her clothes off,
her
in. And last year, the mother was arrested because the child came to school with so much sunburn. It looked like she had been left out to bake for hours and hours. You all know what happens. You get red first, and then your skin turns into that leather. It feels and looks like leather.
whether it's not necessarily a rich Corinthian letter, but it really, you got to wonder what kind of reality there is. So all these tabloid stories that came around, she was referred to at the time as the tan mom. And look at her. You can see what her, she looks like somebody that came out of a chocolate factory, all browned up and baked up, and her skin looks like
leather. But you're also, at 20, you look like you're 40.
No, no.
40, you look like you're 70.
Yeah, my mother, my sister has done this a lot in her life, although she stopped doing it recently. She didn't, people in our family are not particularly fair-skinned, so they can take it. I tan and I don't burn at all. My mother used to, though, go out in the backyard. I remember seeing her and down in the Cape or other places. She would go and just bake. And just,
well, you didn't know at that point. It was kind of like smoking. You know, people would like put baby oil on and tinfoil around them to attract more sunlight.
Goodness.
Well,
yep.
Can you imagine, as fair-skinned as you are, Jennifer?
Oh, I have to be very
careful. Yeah. It is so hard.
I have been to a tanning salon a few times, though. I'll admit.
Recently?
No, not recently. Probably, I don't know, in my 20s.
Why did you go there?
Because I would go to get a little bit of a base tan. So if I were going to Cabo or something like that, I wouldn't go out in the sun the first day and burn.
But you still burn even with a base tan.
Yeah, you do, but I didn't burn as much as I would have. So I would go and get a little bit of sun ahead of time so that I wouldn't get scorched the first day out. Whether that's a great idea or not, I don't know. But yeah, I'd always put a paper, like a whole towel over my face, so it would always freak me out, my face and my neck. So I'd always cover that up because I thought, ugh, that's the first thing that goes in these things. It would always make me nervous. Didn't like it.
Yeah, being in there is kind of like being in a claustrophobic can. I remember going into the hydroponic studio. You go into these places. I had the hydroponic is the oxygen. You go into these tanks and they seal you in, and it's all glass. So you can see around, but there's still something about being about what you feel you can't get out. And I would think that would be what it would feel like in one of these tanning things. Or that, how do you get out once you get started?
It's kind of relaxing. I mean, there's like, it's a bed, and you lay down, and then you just put the lid on top of
it. If you don't want any more, are you in there for 20
minutes? There's a button. You can stop it when you want to. Yeah, if you want to escape.
Well, that story, the new tan mom law in New Jersey, what's behind it, whether it should be something. I mean, again, why do we have to legislate this sort of thing? It's just kind of common sense. Speaking of that, if you're in a small business position and you're looking for a way to enhance the opportunities that you may have and need some more money, you might want to check out the Good Day crowdfunding page. This is a works in progress. We're trying to work it so that you can learn along with us how to crowdfund. We're going to have a radio reality program with a lot of people that are very close to this. If you've heard me talk about it or you've thought, this is kind of interesting, but I need to know more about it, you can check it out. The Good Day Crowdfunding Lessons Begin at DougStephan.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's being there for my customers.
It's lending a hand at any hour.
And it's having my coworkers' backs day or night.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has experts available to answer your questions by phone or live chat, so you get the answers you need and every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
And now, The Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creevel.
Americans believe in equal rights, justice, and opportunity for all. We've not always lived up to that promise, so we have created special categories of people we call disadvantaged by virtue of their race, ethnic origin, gender, or other characteristic. Such programs have good intentions, but if you look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see how destructive this is to our freedom. Offering people special treatment in college admissions, hiring, promotions, or contracts requires treating others unfairly. We believe in a country where people succeed based on their merits as individuals, not their membership in a protected category. That is what makes America special. Equality does not mean everybody will achieve the same results, but it means we all should have the same opportunity to try.
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live tax help service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, what I like about Jay Kumar, who's here, he has a very active Facebook page, and so we're always happy to have the folks that are followers of his listening to this program, and we hope that you will pay more attention to the whole program, not just the fact that Jay is here, but Jay always has something important to add to the discussion. We were talking earlier with Nia Vardalos. I don't know if you heard that or not, Jay, the lady that was in my big fat Greek again there. There it is.
Big Fat Greek
My
Wedding.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
I love that movie. That's a great movie.
Yeah, she decided that she wanted to have a child and couldn't have one, apparently. So they were going to adopt. She got into the foster care system and literally became an instant mom in a way that's hard maybe for people who go through the 9 months to even conceive. Because you got 9 months to work it through. Both you and the father can sort of get used to the concept. And you've asked a question about what's referred to as the pregnant brain in your post today on Facebook. You've become an uncle. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this your sister or your brother?
My brother and his wife became proud parents of a boy and a girl last week. So I became a first-time uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Yay!
So is it the... We were talking earlier about serotonin and what happens. The reference to it earlier on was something not anywhere near as pleasant as this. The studies that are out now suggest that all of these kids who have been involved in these horrible murder shooting sprees have all been taking drugs that were connected to the serotonin level in your brain. And serotonin is something that we all need. It's measured differently and it's balanced differently in all of us because we all have different chemistry. But the brain acts on lots of different things, and there are all kinds of things going on in the various levels of the brain.
Oh,
apparently,
yeah.
Women,
yeah. For
because
women,
is it the hormones or what's going on?
You know, for
change.
I'm glad that we've got the ladies on, Roberta and Jennifer, and as well as you guys as well who have kids also. But we're just discovering something really remarkable about the brain for pregnant women. For the longest time, we just thought the female body changes in pregnancy, but we're finding the brain changes as well. And Roberta, you're the mother of two beautiful young young ladies. Have you heard this thing called a pregnant brain before? Have you heard about that term?
Well, I haven't heard of it, but I've certainly experienced it.
Tell me what your experience was with your pregnant.
Yeah,
I'd love to hear your experience and feed off of that. I'll feed off of that when you share that.
Well, when you're pregnant, your hormones just are all over the place. So, initially I was just like totally confused and crazy. And then in the mid-trimester there, in the second trimester, everything was just kind of really kind of wonderful and calm. And in the third trimester, it was like totally impatient and like nuts, like get this thing out of me now.
Being the typical classical pregnant brain syndrome, for the first trimester, the woman's brain actually goes into whack. It actually changes, neurobiological changes happen in the woman's brain in the trimester that makes her confused. She has like short-term memory lapses.
Yep.
She's like, where did I put the keys today? That kind of thing.
What's my name?
What's my name? Exactly. What's the day today? But all these things are happening for a specific reason. It's to train the woman's brain to be prepared to be a good mother. They've discovered that there's an area of the brain, it's kind of I don't want to get too scientific, but I'm going to say this. There's actually an area in the brain called the medial preoptic area. It's a very fancy term, I know. But it's the medial preoptic area. They just discovered recently that part of a woman's brain begins to increase during pregnancy. And there's a specific reason why that is. We all know that when a child is born, the child can't speak. You know, you have no way of verbally communicating with your newborn baby, right?
Right.
So what you have to do, the mother actually has to recognize facial cues. She has to recognize, she has to be intuitive to pick up the facial expressions of if the child is in pain, is it hungry, is it, you know, is it in disgust from the food that's eating, what is it? And so a woman's brain is actually rewiring itself during pregnancy, so it can actually relate emotionally and intuitively to a newborn baby when it can't speak. About what it needs. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, really.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
It is.
How does it work, though?
How does it work? Well, we don't... Well, what's the question? Go ahead.
I guess I'm just... As I listen to you talk about how it goes, what Roberta's experienced, what your brother and sister-in-law have experienced, what so many millions, hundreds of millions over the years, billions of people have gone through this. And it right. seems today that it's because we're so focused on the nuance of everything. Mm-hmm. When I was a kid, my mother was pregnant and my sister came out and I didn't like my sister because she took attention away from me and I didn't give it didn't make any difference to me what my mother was doing and I didn't recognize it. And I think back to when she was pregnant now and everything that bothers me about or what she seemed to reflect because she had become addicted to alcohol and tobacco when we were children and how it affected my sister, my younger sister, emotionally and otherwise, because she's my sister is different than I am, certainly, and my older sister is. I guess we're all different.
But I touched on a point, Doug, you just brought up called the addiction thing. You know, most of you probably heard about this the term called postpartum depression.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Bert, if you experienced that, or if Rich, or you know, Doug, if you your wife experienced that, but it's a common thing, and the reason why that is, the woman's brain during pregnancy secretes all these love hormones that make them feel like serotonin, oxytocin, dopamine, and they're elevated at levels which are way beyond normal at levels during non-pregnancy, and after the baby is born, those hormonal neurotransmitters go down to their base level, and it literally is as if a woman who is pregnant, who after giving birth is having a withdrawal from an addiction. There is something biological happening in the woman's brain where she is actually going into withdrawal symptoms from all these neurochemical, you know, that are making her feel just joyous and alive and elated. And after the baby is born, all those chemicals go back down again. So it's really important, if you're a pregnant mom, or if you just, as my sister-in-law just gave birth, it's really important to actually be aware of this. And there actually are natural supplements to actually increase oxytocin levels in the woman's brain to help her with postpartum depression. And I'll say one last thing. It's not just the women's brains who actually are affected. It's guys' brains as well. When a woman is pregnant, the last thing I'll say, when a woman is pregnant, she actually releases pheromones into the air that actually decrease the testosterone level of her mate.
Really?
So he doesn't go fooling around when she's pregnant.
Very interesting.
Really?
All right, Jay. Check out Jay's website, Dr. Jay Kumar, K-U-M-A-R. There's lots of great stories, lots of information, lots of help for people. We always enjoy having Jay on the program as a reflector, if you will. It's 10:04 the hour on Good Day.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
After the hour, the familiar theme from the weekend radio program that helps you help yourself around your home. The Money Pit radio program hosted by Tom Kreutler and Leslie Segretti. A great place to find information, not only when they're on the air, but you can go to the Money Pit website and see what's going on there. Generally, Tom is on top of things. Great ideas.
Generally.
He's got a new Facebook deal. Well, he does generally. Yeah.
Generally.
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 Thanks.
Perfect. Yeah. It's kind of like you say to your wife, you're so pretty. And she says, what do you mean, so pretty? I'm not the prettiest person? Yeah, it's one of those deals. Okay. So the newest Facebook deal that you have going, the Green My Money Pit Sweepstakes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. All right, so what do you
mean? We're moving into the Earth-friendly time of the year. You know, Earth Day is right around the corner. So we thought, why not have a Green My Money Pit Sweepstakes? So we're giving away a lot of cool stuff. We've got an Amana top-bottom freezer refrigerator. We've got a GE washing machine, high-efficiency washer. We've got some of those cool Honeywell Wi-Fi thermostats and enough GE light bulbs.
Those look very cool.
How do the Wi-Fi thermostats work?
Well, basically, you replace your existing thermostat with the Wi-Fi thermostat, and then from really anywhere, you can control the temperature in your house. You can join several thermostats together. I mean, from an iPhone app, I control the temperature in my house, so if I'm coming home and I want to kick the heat up a little bit because I'm maybe an off sort of the clock setback thermostat, you can do that. And it's you know, pretty cool technology.
All right, so go to MoneyPit.com or your Facebook
page. Click on the Facebook.
Facebook logo. Okay.
Yeah, so you
go to MoneyPit.com and click on the Facebook logo. Is that it? That's at MoneyPit.com.
Yeah, and if you share the contest with your friends, you get 5 bonus entries for every friend that enters.
Really?
Yeah. I'm all over this. We can win, right? This isn't one of those stupid contests. Okay.
Good. How can he win? He can't win. He's associated with the program. He can't win.
Can't be quiet.
Come on. All right, let's get a couple of letters in here. People have questions of Tom Kreitler from the Money Pit. Joni asks, is it wise when improving your home for the cost of remodeling to reflect the value of your home? That is, how much money do you spend, and do you get a bottom line benefit? Like putting a swimming pool in pretty much never increases the value of your home, right?
Yeah, I would agree with you on that, because I got to tell you, in the 20 years I spent as a professional home inspector, I had as many people ask me how to take them out as to put one in. So it's a real personal choice.
Really?
And that's what it comes down to. True thing. So
I love my pool. I love my pool. It's a great vision to. Yeah.
Well, that's because that's your personal choice. But you may put your house in the market, and people love the house, but they hate the pool, so they're going to want to fill it in. But, you know, here's the thing. You don't want to over-improve your neighborhood. So when you look around, you know, you don't want to make your house so crazy much better than it's just so much more expensive than the rest of the neighborhood, because you'll never get your money out of that. That said, though, I think it's okay to have some selected luxuries. Like if you want a granite countertop, why not just go for that? But just don't overdo it, because if you're looking to remodel your house for value, you can make one set of decisions. If you're looking to maintain and remodel your house for your own personal enjoyment, then that's another set of decisions. But they don't always align, is the point.
All right, I want to know, in your experience running that radio program, people you hear from every week, whether husbands and wives get into arguments about how, or maybe better yet, where there might be improvements. Let's say you got $10,000. Wife wants to improve the kitchen. Husband wants to improve the game room. You get money out of all those arguments.
I can answer this.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, dear. That absolutely does happen, and that kind of goes to my point. Look, if you guys are going to be in this house for, you know, 10, 20 years, and you really enjoy, you know, whatever happens in the game room, pool, ping pong, air hockey, whatever, then maybe that's a space you should invest in. But it's kind of like going on a vacation. Look, nobody goes on a vacation and says, hey, what's that worth when I get back? It's worth a lot while you're there. You know, you get some personal benefit out of it. But when it comes to remodeling a house for value, then I'd say, yeah, put the money in the kitchen, because kitchens always are an attractive part of any real estate transaction.
All right, so let's quickly answer Marty's question about removing the wood shingles before you get the roof redone or the house side. And the answer is yes. Right?
Well, I agree with you. To do it the right way, you should pull off all the old siding. The problem is that people try to save money. They put new siding over old siding, and then the siding ends up being sort of thicker than the windows, so the windows end up being recessed, and it doesn't look right, and it becomes difficult to keep them watertight. And by the way, sometimes folks try to put insulation behind the siding. That is not worth the money to charge for an upgrade. It really doesn't add much to the energy efficiency of the wall.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, hosted by Tom Kreitler, Leslie Segretti. Check it out every weekend. Visit the MoneyPit.com for that new contest. And click on the Facebook logo. You'll have fun.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.